You know, some people enjoy composing their own music, chord by chord, and others are happiest when they come across that one perfect song. Work is not a lot different than that. Whether you prefer building your own workflow or using a pre-made template, with Monday.com, you and the team can work in a way that's comfortable for everyone. Tap the banner to go to Monday.com and build your own amazing workflow, or find an awesome template. No judgment.
You know that's the sound of another sale on your online Shopify store, but did you know Shopify powers selling in person too? That's right. Shopify is the sound of selling everywhere, online, in store, on social media, and beyond. Shopify POS is your command center for your retail store. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify has everything you need to sell in person. With Shopify, you get a powerhouse selling partner that effortlessly unites your in-person and online sales into one source of truth. Track every sale across your business in one place and know exactly what's in stock. Connect with customers in-line and online. Shopify helps you drive store traffic with plug-and-play tools built for marketing campaigns from TikTok to Instagram and beyond. Get hardware that fits your business. Take payments by smartphone, transform your tablet into a point-of-sale system, or use Shopify's POS Go mobile device for a battle-tested solution. Plus, Shopify's award-winning help is there to support your success every step of the way. Do retail right with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/crimes, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/crimes to take your retail business to the next level today. shopify.com/crimes.
Voices for Justice is a podcast that uses adult language and discusses sensitive and potentially triggering topics, including violence, abuse, and murder. This podcast may not be appropriate for younger audiences. All parties are innocent until proven guilty in a court of law. Some names have been changed or omitted per their request or for safety purposes. Listener discretion is advised.
My name is Sarah Turney, and this is Voices for Justice. In this episode of Voices for Justice, I'm going to explain why there isn't really an episode this week. As you might have heard by now, my father, Michael Roy Turney, was arrested on August 20th, 2020, in Mesa, Arizona, at 1:31 p.m. on second-degree murder charges for Alyssa. He made his first court appearance the next day on August 21st, where his $500,000 bond was upheld. Tomorrow, August 28th, he will appear for an arraignment in which he will plead guilty or not guilty. As of today, he is still in custody, but there is still a chance that he could be released on bond or due to COVID. I don't know exactly what's going to happen from here. But just like my father's bomb trial, I plan to be present at each and every one of my father's hearings for Alyssa's case. And this development changes things for this podcast. Voices for Justice was designed to keep as much of my personal opinion out of the facts of Alyssa's case as possible, and was primarily based off of public records that were made available to me and members of the media. I intentionally, and at times painfully, held back how I felt about so many aspects of this case in order to not jeopardize this exact moment. And I have now been advised to not discuss the details of the case at this time. So today's scheduled episode has to be postponed for the time being, as do several other episodes. However, rest assured that I have a few more episodes and topics to explore that won't discuss case details before closing out this portion of Voices for Justice. Also, please know that this story is far from over. Like I mentioned at the end of the timeline, I have been documenting the journey of the prosecution since January of 2019. And just like everything else in Alyssa's case, there is a lot there. Of course, including the most recent news of the arrest and possible trial. And just know that I am documenting and recording as much as humanly possible, and you will hear it all eventually. This podcast was never supposed to be about me or my journey. But as I read these headlines from the New York Times, BuzzFeed News, Good Morning America, and so, so many others, I'm realizing that I guess this is my journey too. And I'm trying to embrace that. And I know many of you are probably wondering how I feel about my father's arrest. If I'm being honest, I don't know. This development is so new, and it's such a complicated mix of emotions that I don't fully understand them myself. But I want to thank you for all of your messages and comments and overall love that you have shown me. And although I will be walking into that courtroom alone tomorrow, I know you will all be with me in spirit. So thank you, I love you, and I'll talk to you next time. Voices for Justice is hosted, produced, and edited by me, Sarah Turney. If you want to learn more about Alyssa's story and how you can help with the case, visit justiceforalyssa.com. And if you love the show, it would really help if you gave me a rating and review in your podcast player. Thank you so much, and I'll talk to you next time.